debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
That only means one thing.
I said chill.
It's Clem Kush.
I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
Sexy boy.
What about Sethy boy?
Sexy boy.
Sethy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
Sexy boy.
I make them hot.
It is, the Clem Kush podcast.
It feels like a radio show when you kind of have a song intro. Oh, you know?
You want?
Hello!
Hi. Welcome to Clem Kush, number one rated podcast in Tampa, top five in the state of Florida, and 37 globally, according to some chart I saw hosted in some Usagium country.
You're not paying for access to that website, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay, it's really not that great.
It's Seth and it's Clem and Kush. I don't know what episode this is.
This is six, baby.
This is six.
Yeah, we put out like three in 1 week. We got a little excited.
Yeah, we did.
We saw the numbers popping, and we were like, let's get the people more content.
And if you are a daily downloader, man, you know what? Like, I had a guy that direct messaged me and said, "I'm a daily downloader of your podcast." A couple of guys at my job site, this was in the state of Washington.
Please don't tell me they don't know how to download it.
Just hold on.
Okay.
He goes, I'm on the job site in the state of Washington, and a lot of my friends, like during break and stuff, will listen to me listening to your podcast. And so they didn't know who you were or what you guys do, but I showed them how to download it. And they listen to you daily now.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So they're listening to the show. They're checking out
We got a couple loggers in Washington whose other fellow logger buddy showed them how to download Willie, and now they're friends and family and podcast yippee-os.
Well, that's the big thing about podcasting is that, you know, you show a friend how to download a podcast because it's not hard, but I'm also not going to explain to every single one of you how to do it.
Yeah. So show your fellow person that doesn't know shit about it how to do it. And because, I mean, after all,
it's easier than sending it.
We're funny as fuck.
I mean, we're
just regular dudes and we're funny.
Now, when you say listen to the podcast, Bubba, are you talking all encompassing? Are you talking Clem and Kush? Are you just like, what do you want to?
Want you to become a daily downloader so that you get everything that's available that we offer on our podcast and you become fans of it all.
Yeah.
From the show to Clem and Kush to whatever the fuck we're putting up.
Because right now, Clem and Kush, it's driving the rest of the content that we put up there.
Right.
Which is crazy, but it's working.
Well, I'm Clem and you're Kush.
That's right.
So I don't give a fuck what drives it. I'm in the Clem and Kush business. So hopefully you're a fan of the Daily Little Show we put up, Full Show Fridays, and Clem and Kush. I don't give a fuck what you like about our podcasting world, just like some of it.
Thank you.
And if you want to just fist the shit out of us and treat us like the whores that we are.
Oh, easy.
Then use that. Like it. Go ahead and like it all, bitch.
Yeah. I don't want to be a whore, though, right now.
I want to spread easy for you, and you fist the shit out of me.
God, man, we got to ease into some of this talk, Bubba.
Oh.
We go from 4 hours of not cussing to all of a sudden now we're getting fisted until we're limp. Like, easy, big fella.
I don't think I could ever get, I could never get fisted, but two, I don't think I could fist.
Nope, I'm with you.
Like, I could four-finger a girl in half.
God, there's always some sort of, I knew there was going to be some sort of deviance.
I've four-fingered a girl. It's not a lot can take four. Most take two and three, respectfully. But I've four-fingered a girl, and maybe that a girl that you four-finger, you could go fist. But out of respect to her dad, you don't go fist. Don't fist a girl out of respect to the influential males she has in her life.
As a girl dad, I really appreciate you saying those things, Bubba.
For real.
It warms my heart to know that you're thinking of the fathers out there.
Well, think about this.
When you're debating between four and five fingers.
If you're four-fingering a girl, she can't ever say, I got fisted.
Oh, man.
And a girl that says, I got fisted is just in another not-so-cool category.
Okay.
And you know what? Girls not being in cool categories go back on their daddies. And so, if I'm a dad and I know my daughter has been fisted, I'm like, oh,
I'm starting over.
I've failed as a father.
Well, that's some.
But if she's only been four fingered, she's only been four fingered.
Dude, I mean, I'm not trying to. I've never done that, and it's kind of freaking me out. But you know,
I've never fisted either. That's what the original topic was. I don't do that.
I know, but
have you ever four fingered?
Nope. When word gets around that a woman is into the fist,
yeah, it's not good.
It's you just wonder why. You look at her.
If you and I are at a bar, right? We're at a honky tonk bar.
I know a woman who's into this. And she doesn't know. I've never been with her sexually.
But does she know that you know?
No, she's somebody I used to work with it at Cox, and she you know,
likes this.
She boned a couple of guys. She was going through a thing, and then the guys talk. The other younger men, they talk, and
one guy's like, you know what, I fisted her.
Yeah, and he said that she was into it, and it like that was her first time hooking up with the dude, and she had him do that. So like, what happens when you get comfortable with the guy? What are you having him do? I mean,
that's why you stop it at four. And then from there you can break off on other things, but you just never go to the rocky fist.
I just don't know how.
Because there's no turning back. Listen, I don't know how many ladies listen to this show, but there's a lot of guys, and you need to like tell your sister. And, you know, your dog, like any female in your life, don't ever get fisted. It just makes men not think so good about you.
Yeah, that's a good message.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we should end the fisting talk for today.
Thank you.
Don't ever get fisted.
Don't get fisted, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's that simple.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes. Thank you, Bubba.
Man, can you imagine? We got a new guy that starts on Monday, and he's going to.
Oh, yeah, the star of the last podcast.
Rhett Fail.
Yes.
Go back in here. What number is this? 7, 6?
This is 6.
Go back and listen to Clem Kush 5, because we call this guy up and kind of interview him a little bit. He says, honest to God, I'm not fucking with you. His name is Trevor Fail. And he used to work at Cox. And he's Mr. Johnny, young guy, aggressive, wants to be in radio. And he can do a little video editing. He's pretty good at social media. He can mow the lawn.
Yes.
He can take out the trash.
Oh, man.
He can be a general utility guy. He might be able to help with Bubba Army Radio. He can probably work on our YouTube
presence. He needs to help you with Facebook. Facebook's looking like an old man got a hold of it.
Really?
Well, I sent you.
Hold on. Did you see? Oh, by the way, we're talking about at the Bubba Army Facebook page, which is our Facebook page. Did you see that? Like Saturday night, I was at my track and I had a little fire. I had a little wood pit going. That fucking ate.
Oh, that was
that ate.
That was great. And then you had a post about the fight that you watched.
That ate.
That was great. But then, like sometimes I sent you a link for the podcast, an iHeart link, and I said, "Hey, will you do this and kind of talk it up a little bit?" And you said, "Sure." And then you posted the iHeart link over some Christmas meme that didn't even make any sense.
Over an Alabama Christmas tree, which are tires spray-painted green and hot-glued together.
Yeah, you just post the podcast link over it, and I was like, I don't even get this. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with this.
So from now on, when this
new... It's like 2 likes, and you've got 110,000 people that follow you on there.
I fucked up, okay?
Yeah, you did fuck up, Sponge, and it's important to admit when you fuck up.
I fucked up.
You're probably looking for something to jerk off to on Facebook, and you got your wires crossed.
My brother-in-law jerked me off for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But, okay, listen, when the new guy starts, or when you are Mr. fucking send me what I'm posting, why don't you
I got to be Mr. Johnny send you what I'm posting? I posted on Twitter. You want me to tell you what I posted?
Why don't you just copy and paste what you paste on Twitter to me and say, this is what you need to put up on the Facebook.
All right, here's what I got, fuckboy.
With the fucking link. Okay, fuck boy, what do you got?
Here's what I got. I said, Clement Kush 5, I hope you guys like this one. Bubba gave Rhett a job interview on this podcast. Rhett's from the radio station of Broken Dreams. Retweet this if you're feeling it.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you have sent that to me?
Because I figure you've been in the business longer than I have, and you know how to write a little.
Yeah, I'm on a fucking grader trying to, you know, search and peck and not drop my... Yeah, I'm doing shit.
Oh, you're doing...
I'm not behind a fucking computer... All day nerd boy. I'm out fucking grading and bulldozing and fucking running a skid steer and starting to cry. I went to Winn-Dixie and got hot ballpark park Franks so I could have a fucking cookout.
Okay, great.
With
you know what I did?
Pit?
I went for a fucking walk around the block. Talk about shit that's manly, motherfucker. That's manly. Half of it, my daughter was on my shoulders. My neck's sore from today.
I was power washing the bleachers for 6 fucking hours. I couldn't get out of bed on Saturday.
I couldn't get out of bed Saturday because I didn't have anything to do.
Yeah, I couldn't get to bed on Sunday because I worked 7 fucking hours pressure washing like a Jamaican at Bubba Raceway Park because I can't afford to pay anybody to fucking do it.
Well, nobody,
so I busted my ass.
Yeah, well, I'm busting my ass trying to get this podcast up and running. We can get a damn advertiser and start making some kiss ash.
Anyway, Clem Kush 5 is available for your downloading pleasure, if you will. Rhett Fail, our newest employee that starts in a week. I talked to Blitz about it. We got, you know, what we're going to do.
Okay. I think you can do a little bit of everything. Which
I
know,
utility, man.
Yeah, you need that.
And that is part of our podcast, Clem Kush 5.
Yes.
So let me, rumor has it that, you know, you're Mr. Johnny Podcast over there. Obviously, you're good at podcasting, okay? Because you've taken this podcast, and we had some people doing it with the Art 19, and they don't know the show, and they just were fucking half-assing it, and you've taken it to whole new levels. I mean, to the point where we're, like, getting a lot of attention, like, a lot of, like, I hate to say it, but we're pretty fucking popular right now, okay?
Oh, I posted a graph on Twitter.
The kind of numbers we're doing on this fucking podcast, what?
I posted a graph because I've wanted to do this podcasting, you know, production for a while, so I was just showing, like, the numbers that we've had for the last month, and people are like, oh, that's fake news, Bubba's history of cheating and all this stuff. I go, you guys are fucking crazy. I'm like, I can't even...
Yeah, I call up Apple, hey, Apple Reporting Service, can you... listen, I know I'm 136,000th. Can you put me 37, bitch? Hey, can you charge my debit card $8, please?
We know people are downloading it. Like, we see it. We hear about it. So, yeah. I mean, it's
don't be a fuckboy and don't think this is real because this is some real heat we're bringing, fuckboy.
I figure that if people think the numbers are fake, that we must be doing a hell of a job. So I take that as a compliment.
All right. So you're doing great here.
Yeah.
You've done other podcasts before, one of which you do the Lightning Podcast.
God, I hope that comes back.
What are you feeling?
I just haven't.
I'm fucking thinking that you nailed it last year.
I loved last year, but I just, you know.
If it doesn't come back, are you going to flip the fuck out?
Yeah.
And be a
I'll have to hear about it, but because they're not paying me very much. It's very cost effective for the podcast. Like, it's no, I'm not doing it to get rich.
But it has a lot to do with your mentals. Though, I don't even know if they know how much it means to you internally.
Well, it just meant a lot last year with everything that happened last year, from doing the podcast with Dan Girardi to doing it by myself to then getting to work inside Amelie during the Stanley Cup and have that show on Twitter and interview.
To getting a free corn dog. hey, let's not forget.
They got me chicken tenders one night.
And let's not forget, buddy, there's somebody I know that's driving over to Amelie Arena today and getting yet another picture of the Stanley Cup. Mister, maybe that's Dear South.
Who's going over?
You are, fuckboy.
I didn't tell you about that.
I got an inside Iggy that says you are driving, you're meeting your family, whoever would like to get a picture with the Stanley Cup today.
Oh, who'd I
later
tell?
Later today.
That is true. That I am getting. So I don't know. The first time I met the Stanley Cup, I kind of weaseled my way in because I just didn't know when it was ever going to happen.
Oh, I got a memo from the Lightning. Please get rid of the podcast guy. He's fucking killing us on these pictures.
So they told me. So Brian Breesman told me, he was like, one day when they had it out for the voting, like you could go vote at Amelie. Well, they had it out there for people to like look at. And when they shut that down, I hugged it. Let me take a picture of it. So then I got an email a couple of weeks ago that said, hey, we're doing pictures with the Stanley Cup at Amelie on November 30th.
Like a friends and family employee kind of deal?
Yeah, like I didn't see who was on the list, but it's like, just tell me that, you know, your family that wants to come. And I go, oh, shit. So I called Phoebe and, you know, we're taking our daughter out of school and we've been telling her all about it. So it's more for the family And I think,
but so it was like an internal, like employee or, you know, associated with the Lightning kind of text.
Kind of, because I'm a contractor.
Was it a Groupon?
No. It was an email that got sent to three people. But I guess a lot of, I don't know how they're doing it today, but I'm sure a lot of employees, contractors, I'd imagine security guards, ticket takers.
What if you go there and they have the list and you show up with your whole family and they're like, okay, what's your name? Seth Kushner. And they're looking through the list. Nope. You're not here.
No, I haven't had that. I've had the dream.
What if that happened?
I won't. I've had the dream where it goes the opposite direction where they're like, oh, Seth, you're here. And then like, okay, hold on. And then Stamkos comes out or it's a guy on the Lightning and they're like, oh, we're here to take a picture with you. We heard you're a big fan.
For real?
Well, that's how I'm playing it out in my head, but that's not going to happen.
Stamkos is on the other side of a curtain.
Right,
goes,
yeah.
Oh, you know, Seth, I've been waiting for you here. Yeah, I got here about 10 minutes before. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss the opportunity to greet you and your family.
I know that you've been a big fan. I know you wanted to interview me, and we didn't get a chance.
Here's
a
stick that I scored that one goal with, and I autographed to you. Autograph to you.
Yeah.
Only made one appearance for the Stanley Cup Finals, but damn, I fucking sunk it.
That's what I'm imagining.
Right side,
in my
blue
head.
Line, Willie.
I'm not imagining they're saying, you know, we don't have your name. Get the hell out of here.
Well, anyway.
So it's more for my family. I mean, I'm excited to.
Today, Seth is going to get his picture taken yet again. With the Stanley
Cup.
Well,
here's what it is. Here's what they have laid out. So they've got that. They've got Victor Hedman's Conn Smythe trophy, and they've got the Eastern Conference championship. So you get to take a picture with all three of the trophies.
I got a text from the Lightning, and they're going to have Vaz's jockstrap that he won game 7 with.
Okay.
The jockstrap that hit the ice 14 times on 100 saves. Vasquez jockstrap. This Conn Smythe trophy.
How dare you?
Well, listen, what happened? I know you're Johnny Podcaster. You've taken my podcast to new levels. You have done well for the Lightning, so well that you get to take a picture again with them.
So well.
And we're just waiting for finalization of next year's Seth Kushner's On the Ice podcast. But what happened to you were doing the big three roll-up, and that actually, because you quit it, is why you've been able to do this, take Clem and Kush to whole new levels. So I'm glad you quit that, because before you quit that, you didn't do shit over here.
Well,
now you're doing a lot over here.
I don't know about
what happened over there.
It's a lot of accusations.
But what happened over there so that you could start doing some cool shit over here?
Well,
my official question.
The Big Three Roll Ups, a podcast, the college football, I had been doing social media for them for a while, and then they had a producer spot opened up, and I said that I would do that, and I was like, okay, well, I need to make more money, you know, going from social media to producer, and they said that they were going to keep me at what I was making for the time being, but in 6 weeks that they were willing to, you know, go over things and that they wanted to try to give me a percentage of the podcast and they were going to try to take a percentage from a couple of guys. And I go, well, that sounds aggressive. And they're like, listen, we believe in you. We like you. We want you to be a part of this. So we're going to get it done. And I go, okay. I was like, I believe these guys. I believe them. So we had gone about 8 weeks, and I had just done an event for them in Orlando, and I hit them up, and I was like, hey, can we talk about,
you just did an event for me in Orlando. Are you going to hit me up?
No.
Okay,
I hit them up. They had a grand opening, so I let them have their time, and I texted them. I was like, hey, can we talk, you know, about my future and more money and, you know, more.
Am I going to get that text one of these days?
What else I can do?
I hope not. Please.
No. And I talked to them, and these guys were just, like, stoned out of their fucking mind. Like, they were not even making any sense. I lost all faith.
You're a guy that appreciates stonedness.
Yeah, I mean, like, but they were just so high that they were talking in circles, and it just seemed like I was having a conversation with somebody at the bone where I decided
somebody out-hide you?
I'm not going to beg anybody for money. So you promised me that we were going to talk in 6 weeks. I gave you 8 weeks. You talked, and then you were trying to string me along again, and I just wasn't going to fucking be a part of it. So I sent him an email, and I go, I'm out of this. So they
promise
also,
you're not going to do that to me, because I'm so afraid it's going to happen to me. We start doing real good. Even better. We're picking up another affiliate in January. It's a big time market, you know, but it doesn't mean I'm quite getting ahead on the money yet. And we're doing, and next thing you come to me like, hey, can we talk? And then like, you want a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, but don't.
And I can't afford to pay you. And I'm like, Seth, I don't have it. And then you're like, fuck you, bitch.
I haven't talked to you about money. These guys had promised me. They promised me that they were going to give me a percentage, that they were going to take care of things. And here I am. I did my end of the job. And then I'm coming to you in 8 weeks. And then you're giving me the runaround. Fuck. fuck that. Like, I'm never going to get run around or have to sit and beg or wait.
But can I ask
like,
you
I'm not going to be. I'm
I
not,
know you're never going to do
I'm
that.
Not, but, I hate being on somebody else's fucking timeline.
But
like,
you
gave me a timeline that we agreed upon, not you. They gave me a timeline we agreed upon. And then now when it's time to talk about it at that timeline, they wanted to extend the timeline and go on another timeline. And I'm not going to get fucking run around like that.
I ain't running you around.
You're not. And I haven't asked you for anything.
But, like, here's the deal, all right? Like, let's say that this starts going super good. I can start paying you a little bit more money. First of all, I'm going to. But secondly, like, would you come to me on the other end of the thing and say, hey, listen, you know what? I feel that you're really pretty stand up because you've already given me a raise. We're already doing good. I've gotten this, this, and this. Like, are you one of those motherfuckers? Or are you just Johnny take it all the time?
What do you mean? As far as
let's say we start making some more money, okay? And I would just, because I'm going to arbitrarily just come to you and say, hey, Seth, we're making a little bit more money. I'm going to pay you some more. Okay, that's what I would say to you.
Yeah.
That's just what I would do. Are you the kind of guy that would be like, well, you know what, motherfucker, you're jam up. You're cool. Like, I appreciate you being that way. You know, I'd have to come to you. Or you just Johnny take it because I'm fucking do it.
Can it be both? Can I take it and appreciate it?
I know, but would you ever say those words to me?
I think I've expressed, I feel
you don't
like
tell me. You don't tell me enough how good I do for you. You always just.
Oh, you mother. Fuck ahead. Don't be like
I'm
that.
I'm always texting you about how good we're doing and stuff like that. And you're like, you know, hey, fuck boy, pig dick.
Well, I know how good we're doing. Like, I'm.
I can see why Phoebe gets a little down sometimes because you don't throw out compliments very
often. Dude, you don't. I was nerd dicking it up.
You expect compliments, but you don't throw them out.
I don't give a fuck about compliments. Compliments don't move me.
Oh,
nothing.
Bullshit.
Nothing, what could you say that's going to fucking make me his? Like, nothing. There's only certain things people could say that really, really, really could, like, pump me up. And, like, we're doing great on the podcast isn't one of those things.
Wow, what a stiff fucker.
What? No, I'm just saying, like, I'm not. Why do I have to get moved by compliments? You know what a compliment is? Hey, I want to fucking hire you. That's a compliment. That was a compliment you gave me. You know, that's a compliment the lightning gave me.
But I like giving you compliments, but you don't give us you don't ever give me compliments. I'm just saying that's our dynamic. I expect it. I don't know why you don't throw out niceness every once in a while.
I did. I said, if you gained 10 pounds, would you notice? That was a compliment.
I just want to fucking smash you sometimes so hard.
Motherfucker, listen.
I think that you're just like almost an old school getting your ass kicked away from breaking you. Like if I just fucking yoke you up one time, I'd break you.
What?
And then you would be like more submissive to me. You're like a little wild pony over there. Like you come shit on my leg and then I still let you come back.
Yeah, I'd go in the other direction. I don't think I could ever be Stockholmed. I think I'd go, you know.
Whatever. Oh, I'm not trying to Stockholm you. I'm just trying to, you know, it's just nice to hear.
You don't have to rough me up. You're doing a great job, Sponjo. I mean, I know.
Why don't I just want to grab you like a monkey? Like, I think I am part monkey because I think I can handle things with, like, aggression. Like, I think I can deal with some kind of matters if I can just grab a hold of you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not that kind of guy. So I hope that's okay with you.
But I grab a hold of you sometimes, don't I? But it's like in a cool way, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's very cool. I've learned to be a dude. I didn't know how to be a dude at the bone, but now over here, put your hands on each other, yay, corn each other,
grab each other traps.
Yeah, you just do shit like that.
Like spot me, fucking Johnson.
Yeah,
something like that.
I guess my mama's boobies.
I mean, you would have never said that over at your other facilite, would you have?
No. I guess my mama's boobies. I would have never felt comfortable enough to say that in front of her. I smell like lotion in a glory hole, and I love it. No. So some people like to hear that. We have to do more dirt on the bone. Some people like that stuff.
Yeah, whatever. I could really give a fuck
no,
about
I know, but I got a whole thing.
Nah,
I got a whole thing.
You know, you can have your own dirt bone.
I don't want a dirt bone.
We already did enough on the bone today about we got Travis Fail. That's coming over.
Oh, yeah, Rhett.
Yeah, Rhett Fail. We're going to take him we're going to take another piece that you didn't appreciate, Cox, and we're going to make it something. We're going to mold it into a viable radio deal. You just throw shit away because you don't give a fuck, and you're stupid, and you don't know good talent, and it's just, God, who the fuck's running the talent
deal?
See,
we shouldn't be. Let's not talk about him. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. See, you're
right. You got all speed.
Yeah,
and
then my eyes roll back in my fucking head.
I know.
Like,
I'll be right there with you, so we should stop.
Me,
we should stop. I know.
Can I ask you one last thing?
Yeah.
You're going to ask me something, and I interrupted you. Can you tell me what?
I was just going to tell you that Rhett got blocked already on Twitter by Ryan Hoppy for joining your show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So.
Hey, Hoppy, you know what? I think you're pretty fucking goofy, and if you need a job, come over and see me. I could do a lot with you, Hop. And Hop, I got a badass podcasting deal too, motherfucker. You're a podcaster. Hi, Toppy. I got a guy in my neighborhood on the phone.
Yeah, he's got the he interviews all the radio guys. That's his thing.
Listen, buddy, you don't have the it factor over there, Hoppy, but I would give you the it fucking factor here.
I mean, oh, he doesn't have it.
Well, yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
I could make him the dumb guy like Lummy.
No, he doesn't have
look
it.
Look at fucking Lummy.
Bubba.
Look at Lummy.
No, Bubba, listen.
Lummy's over, motherfucker.
Bubba.
What?
Just trust a guy that I've been around for a few years when I tell you he doesn't have it.
He
just
has
trust
it.
Me.
Trust
I've been
me.
Around a guy for years.
A lot of people say you didn't have it. And I fucking brought it right on you.
Those motherfuckers don't know. They're wrong.
I know how to trigger you so bad.
I'm just saying.
I know how to squirrel your shit so bad.
Dude, I know I'm good. Like, I know what I've done for this show.
Seth,
if they're saying
said
I'm
you
not,
sucked.
Then they suck as listeners.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Or they showed them.
I know you're a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
So I got one last thing to bring up. And we'll do a couple. This week, we're trying to get the Alabama Wildcat. No, are we just gonna interview her? What's going on?
I got a plan, dude. I want a plan. We got a plan. We'll get her on. She's just a wild. What is she? How old is she?
She's nine.
Nine. Yeah. We'll tell.
And she's been fostered five times. She's a little girl from Alabama that's now living with one of my friends here in this area, who's really her sister.
We'll put her on the podcast. It'll go viral. People love hearing her story.
Alabama Wildcat.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. If we can get her on Ellen and get some credit for it, that's the goal.
Should I
schedule
her for Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm free after I quit the podcast.
But we do have a creative meeting till 10:30.
Okay.
So we can do a creative meeting till 10:30. I know you don't like to back-to-back things, but you're going to have
Yeah, but we're about to go into the holidays. What are we going to talk about in the creative meeting, really?
Oh, the Bubba Army Royalty Party.
Oh, okay.
Going to start fucking getting backdrops and cleaning the area.
Cleaning the area.
And tents and food purveyors.
Yeah, we need some good food this year.
Cocktail waitresses and just a bunch of stuff to talk about, buddy.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So my final thing I was going to talk to you about was, by the way, this is Clem and Kush, part of the Bubba Army podcast.
Why do you keep resetting it? They see what they're listening to.
Shut the fuck up, Seth.
You shut the fuck up, okay? This is how you podcast. No resetting.
You know how to podcast?
Yeah, I know how to podcast.
Is that why you quit the last one you just did?
Yeah, because they were dick fucks. You tell me you're going to give me something, give it to me, fuckers, or I'm out.
I produce spoken word. Isn't that what fucking radio podcasting and or any other thing that you do is called?
Yes, spoken word. This is different.
Regardless how many fucking times I reset or not there, cuzzo.
Okay, it's slam poetry, spoken word. That's different from running a radio show. Exactly. I got you there on slam poetry. Fuck boy. Swing from these. Tiny nizzuts.
You got little balls?
No.
My balls aren't very big.
I'm not surprised.
You know. I like my balls licked, though.
Okay. All right.
Is that bad?
Okay. So what was the one more thing that you wanted to talk about?
No, but do you like your balls licked? Hey, fuck boy. We're in the podcasting world. You can talk about anything you want. You can talk about anything. We can talk about literally. I could say, hey, have you ever had your asshole licked? I have. I could literally say, hey, you want to talk about killing baby seals? Sure we can. I don't think that that's cool to do, but we can fucking talk about it.
Right.
I say, hey, do you believe in abortions? I know that ain't cool, but you can fucking talk about it.
Right.
This is what podcasting's all about.
And
I'm asking you, do you like your balls licked? Let me start it off. Yes.
Can I start?
I like them licked, and I wouldn't mind you putting both of them in your mouth.
Well, when you have tiny ones, I guess that's possible. Yeah, I guess it's not so bad.
Oh, see, the water feels so good. You're talking about getting your
balls.
No,
it doesn't, because I wouldn't talk to you about this off microphone. I wouldn't talk to you about this anywhere. If you were like, hey, do you like your balls licked? I would walk away from the conversation.
I'd say, yeah. Do you know an old girl that can lick them?
I wouldn't ask you that.
When's the last time you had your balls licked? You may give it to your megaphone so you understand. When is the last time you had your balls licked?
Saturday?
For real? You had your balls licked Saturday? For real? Hold on. For not liking to get your balls licked, you got your balls licked fairly recently ago for not being in the ball licking business, buddy.
It's not about not
what
being. It's not about being in the ball licking business. It's about.
Yeah.
I don't talk about.
Hey, I'm in the eating fucking hamburger business, and I had one Saturday night, motherfucker.
I'm not in the running 5 miles business, and I didn't do it last night.
Right. There's business I'm into that I just don't talk about, you know?
Oh, then you're a fucking poser podcaster, because podcasters talk about everything. Don't you see the podcasting code?
Oh, podcasters talk about balls?
Yeah.
Really?
I guarantee you there's a fucking podcast about getting your balls licked. Search it.
Yeah, On It did it. It has 116 downloads.
Yeah. But I guarantee you there's, welcome to getting your balls licked. I'm Jim, and I'm Rhonda, and I get my balls licked. Thank you, Jim, for your testimony. How about you, Rhonda? Do you like doing it?
Yeah, I like licking Jim's balls and other people's, too.
Now I gotta play every fucking part of the character around here because you're so offended by the
balls.
Hey,
what was the last thing you wanted to ask me?
I gotta go.
What
do you mean you? Listen, I gotta podcasting get this. Isn't about having to go either.
I have to meet the Stanley Cup.
It's long form, spoken word. Can't put a time frame. Could be 18 minutes. Could be 2 hours and 18 minutes. Mr. Johnny fucking wanted
I've
to leave early.
I've got you. Did you listen to the last podcast with Rhett?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You know, I might have missed that one.
Okay, hey, I got...
I listened to four. I loved four. I haven't had a chance to listen to five.
Five, I got you.
A lot of people haven't had a chance to listen to five. It's not performing very well.
After the sexy boy outro, I've got you rambling for like a minute, because you were just shot out the day we recorded it, and I've got had a whole bunch of you on the front side, just blah, 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 blah. So I cut it up and put it on the end. Hidden track. Hidden track,
okay,
Bubba.
Hidden track. Clemen Kush 5 contains a hidden track.
All right, look.
Hidden track.
I'm doing extra.
Towards the end. Pew, pew, pew.
Such a nerd fuck. I'm trying to help out here, man.
Number 6 is about ball licking, among other things. We talked about Seth quitting his old podcast, the fact that he gets to take a picture yet again with the Stanley Cup.
Again!
We talked about fucking the new guy and what he's doing on Monday.
Yes.
And we talked about getting your balls licked.
We did.
So, what say... Seth said he got his balls licked as recently as Saturday. Seth, give us play-by-play. How'd it happen?
I got my balls licked.
Nice.
That's how it happened.
Are you into long-form ball licking, or is it more of a fleeter?
Shit.
Does she lap it like a cat in Milknot, or does she just go a little flyby? You know, gratis deal, and you're like, oh, Phoebs, that's great. And then you go some other area of sex. Hello?
Oh, she's very attentive.
Okay. All right, great. There you go. There's the ins and outs of Seth Kushner getting his balls licked. You should have reversed it and asked me about my ball licking.
I don't want to.
I'm not going to tell you about it because I had to ask my own self about my own ball licking. So it looks like to me you want to move topics.
Just telling you that if you want to have a ball licking conversation in long form with somebody, I don't know if I'm your guy. I think you might need a Blitzer, a Lummy.
I disagree.
I don't think I'm the ball licking guy.
Out of all my employees, you're probably the one that most recently got licked.
Yeah,
sorry,
but you know, that also, I've also been the last one to throw a football, but that doesn't mean you interview me about, you know, why the Bucks are having a rough season. I think I got you on that one, too.
I think you did.
I don't know if I did, but it sounded good.
That was a fucking zipper whipper.
And the Bucks aren't having a rough season. They're just,
They're going to be absolutely fine. Well, they're going to make the playoffs.
They're not going to be fine.
They're going to make the playoffs.
They're not going to be fine, but they'll make the playoffs.
They can beat the Rams.
The Dolphins are going to make the playoffs. I mean, teams can make the playoffs here. That doesn't. They haven't been able to beat anybody.
I think we probably should wrap it up because it's been long form. I did have one other little thing I wanted to scratch on if you'd like to give the people added value.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So for Thanksgiving, we were all gathered around the table, my family, and we were all holding hands. And usually our Thanksgiving tradition is like I usually end up fucking up the prayer. Like my stepdad be like, "Dear Lord, we're like here today and we appreciate, we're so thankful." And I always go... Like, I just start fucking it all up, and then my family gets mad at me. And I was going to tape it this year, but then my mom was like, out of respect, don't tape it. All of our shit has to end up on YouTube. Everything's such a fucking joke to you. You know, are you ever not on? It's like nonstop dealing with your bullshit. So that's what my mom said before, so I didn't tape it. So we're sitting there holding hands, and my brother-in-law, Tarek, starts as my sister says, I'd like to do the thing this year. So Tara's like, "Dear Lord, we're thankful for this," and Tyler's here. And then next thing you know, Tarek, my brother-in-law, starts jacking off my hand,
right?
Like jacking my hand off. And then I said out loud interrupting Tara's speech. Mom, Tarek's jacking off my fingers. And then my mom's like, God, you too, seriously. Then he starts playing footsie with me. And then I say, Mom, he's... And then so my mom then fucking flips out and says, what the fuck is going on? Everything around here, I just want us to get together one time and be able to be fucking normal. So then I say, Bubba being normal, pass the rolls, please. And I start being fucking like Johnny Nerdboy Rump. And then it just...
Oh, my God, Bubba. What the hell?
So my question is this. This is the final deal.
The hair.
Right here. My question is this. Do you think my family thinks I'm funny and it's just Bubba being quirky? Or do you think that they think this motherfucker just won't let it go? He's pathetic. He's some 54-year-old guy always trying to be funny. It's not funny. We're over it. This fucking shit's got to stop. Like, which one do you think?
Can it be all of the above? I think that they probably look at you as,
I'm special?
Like an 8-year-old. Like, I don't think they look at you as a 54-year-old. I think your mom looks at you and Tara as children. And I think
I'm the fuck up.
No, I don't think it's a fuck up. I just think, I mean, she's responsible for you. I mean, her and Doug are responsible for how you are. So, I mean, she might have to go, God, man, he's too much like me. I don't know if that's what Janie's saying.
Do you think they're like, he's fucking brilliant and he's an entertainer and he has the ability to make people laugh and he's funny as fuck?
Well, it's exhausting.
Or do you think it's just like, what the fuck? Let it go.
I think that there's probably some of those moments, but,
I think you blurted it out and you don't even know you said it.
What?
It's exhausting to be my friend.
It's just.
Or my family.
Well, let's not get sad about it.
Is it me?
Yes.
Is it exhausting to be my co-host?
It's exhausting waking up so early.
Do I exhaust you? Like, do I exhaust you to the point where, like, you don't want to, you know, even fucking come to work? Do you hate me?
No.
Oh.
Do you want me to? Would that be a good twist for this episode?
Nope. I just want to make sure my family, like, doesn't think I'm some fucking clown. But I think they do.
They might, but it's your family. Like, you know, don't you think that they're clowns?
No.
Yeah, you're right. That was bad.
My sister's not a fucking clown.
Yeah, she's not a clown.
Super successful.
Yeah.
Super smart. My stepdad, fucking retired, successful. My mom, retired, you know, successful for what she did.
Yeah, but they piss you off and stuff, so don't they?
Not really. They always do the right thing, and I always do the wrong thing.
Oh, man, I'm going to cry.
For fucking real. Like, I'm thinking about it now, breaking it down. Like, it's fucking me up. Like, I almost just, like, want to just, like... Just try to be normal. I just try to be like real normal. Go to Thanksgiving and go, hello everybody. I miss every one of you and I love you guys so much and I'm just so thankful to be here.
Did you fuck up Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
then you need a reset. You need to do a redo Thanksgiving next weekend. Do it all over again and act like a normal human being
once. But they're going to have to do all the food and shit. Or do you think I go and say, hey, you know what? I fucked up Thanksgiving and I got a little bit of money saved. I got, you know, I want to take everybody out to dinner.
You got money saved?
I got like $300 or $400.
Mm. Where are we going?
I mean, like, I could take my family to dinner.
Yeah, friends, family. Could. Where are we going?
You're not going.
For Beachy?
No, just stop with fucking trying to get in on my family for my
I think
college.
That's a good deal to take your family out to dinner and I'm sorry for the years of pain and torture and agony. Here's a slice of pizza. Hope it goes away. I'm sorry about what I said about the agony thing. I didn't mean that they're in agony. Oh no, it's over?
It's over. I just don't know. But I can't be normal. Like, I couldn't go to dinner and then not want to fuck with people. All right, that's been the Klim Kush deal. Number 6.
Well, he's wrestling with some shit, people.
I'm just a sexy boy.